Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report.
Thank you.
What a beautiful, beautiful voice. Thank you for joining this special PM edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Again, this is a show, the continuation of our discussion about opera music and with one of Jackson, Mississippi's most talented vocalists, gospel and opera vocalist, whom will be traveling to Los Angeles along with another talented vocalist at the end of this month to participate within the prestigious program that is called Advanced Artist Program with operaworks.org. You can visit their website at operaworks.org/summer2011 to learn more about this program, and you definitely will learn more when the interview begins with Miss Sheila Ramsey. Miss Sheila Ramsey will be on the air soon. I'm very excited. I'm doing my best to keep my composure because I'm so excited. This is a very big deal to be chosen out of 300 applicants to be one of the 30 to be chosen to participate in this four-week program, which culminates with two major public performances. This is major. A lot of you that love opera and know about opera and know about music, period, know that this is important. This is important. And many of you that don't know, this really sounds important. And believe me, it really is. It's very important. So Miss Sheila Ramsey, whom I call Miss Diva, I always call her that. That's like a nickname. But it's real. She is a diva. She's a real diva, opera diva. So we will be talking with her in just a minute. Some of you might have missed my show about 3 weeks ago, where I talked about she and Miss Janice Lewis's history. So before we talk with her, and then she's also will tell us about the two operas that we just listened to, I want to share her bio with you all, because the show is 30 minutes. We will allow, when the live streaming stops, we can talk probably about 5 to 10 more minutes, and then you can listen to the show in its entirety at my profile, blogtalkradio.com, Culture Shock Entertainment, -Beth. But I would like to quickly read Miss Sheila Ramsey's bio to you all, and then we will connect her. Miss Sheila Ramsey, because some of you know this, and then I'm also will repost the show where I share their histories and the show from last Monday where, you're talking about an exclusive interview, where I had both the ladies on the line. And I know many of the listeners are telling me to hurry up and shut up and put Miss Sheila on the line, but some people would like to know her background history, and she will provide us with a lot of information. And feel free to call. Please don't hesitate to call the guest listener number at 1-714-409-0614, because she is eager to answer any questions that you all might have or to accept any comments that you might have. But Miss Sheila L. Ramsey is a soprano, a native of Jackson, Mississippi, who resides in Jackson right now. She's currently a graduate student at Jackson State University, pursuing the Master of Music Education degree. She graduated magna cum laude from Jackson State University in 2007, yes, Beauty and Brains, where she studied vocal performance under the direction of Phyllis Lewis Hale. She currently performs with Opera Workshop and was the recipient of the William A. Brown Scholarship. She served as president of the Jackson State University Concert Choir. Miss Sheila has given lectures, recitals in the community about African-American female opera singers in this country and has performed master classes held by Dr. George Shirley and Faye Robertson. She has also performed with the Mississippi Symphony Orchestra and the Jackson State University Orchestra. She participated in a duet performance for the Opera South Reunion Benefit Gala, in which she performed on the same stage with Barbara Conrad, Curtis Ram, Emma Goldman, and Chester Patton, to name a few. She has been featured as an artist for the Opera South presentation of Opera and All That Jazz, as well as From Mozart to Motown. Sheila was a second place winner in the NATS Vocal, that's N-A-T-S, Vocal Competition in 2010, which was held in Monroe, Louisiana. Among ensemble performances, she has been a featured artist for the internationally acclaimed group Jerry Smith and the Children of Israel. If you all have seen any of my posts on Twitter and Facebook and Tumblr and MySpace and LinkedIn, I have posted a gospel performance of hers today where you can witness for yourself her gospel abilities. She has understudied with Larry Robinson of Tougaloo College, where she received a Bachelor of Arts degree. She completed the Master of Public and Administration degree in 2000 from Jackson State University. She also worked as a middle school choral director in Jackson with the Jackson Public School System, that's JPS, but presently teaches vocal lessons. And I've said this before and I'll say it again, everyone who is listening, and especially the artists and vocalists that I deal with, you must contact her to schedule. Well, she'll be leaving soon, but when she gets back, you need to contact her for vocal lessons. I, myself, if I want my musical project that I plan to record and release in the near future, I need to get in line myself to take a few vocal lessons for my alternative rock project. Okay, well, it's time for us to talk with Miss Sheila Ramsey, but I just wanted to share some of this vital information with you all. Thank you, and God bless. Miss Sheila? Hello, Miss Sheila? Hello? Miss Sheila?
I'm here, Miss Bethany.
Yes,
can you hear me?
How are you?
Hey,
I'm so excited.
I'm
play your music. I did not tell you that I would share your bio, but with those who might have missed the show where I gave a history lesson about you and Miss Janice, might not have tuned in or listened to the repeat. So I let me go ahead and share, because you have so many accomplishments. So to share just some of your bio with the listening public, because I know you have so much information to share with us.
I actually heard that part. I was listening in on the other end. Yeah, I heard everything. Yeah.
Okay, good. Great. Because you have just a list of accomplishments, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. So thank you so much.
Because
this is an exclusive interview, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody in between. This is an exclusive. So if any of your friends miss this interview, you tell them to listen to the repeat. I know I will be quiet. And first of all, we just want to congratulate you and would like to know how your preparation for your trip is going. And also, many of us would like to know about your two operas that I played at the beginning of the show.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll just start first as far as preparation for the going to OperaWorks, basically, it's just trying to prepare my mind. I haven't been to Los Angeles since I was 16 years old. So it's going to be, and even then I was only there for like three days, so I didn't get to really feel the atmosphere. And since I'll be there for a month in very intense study with OperaWorks, I mean, our classes are going to be extremely intense from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m., so I'm keeping that in mind, trying to make sure to get my sleep pattern back on schedule, because, you know, it's easy to kind of lose that sleep pattern when you're not really having anybody forcing you to get up in the morning.
Exactly, because so I spoke with you this morning at 5,
right.
And you were like, good night. Like, good night.
Yeah. There are so many
hours.
That we,
and a lot of you listeners know what she's talking about, because a lot of you do go to bed at 5:30. So she was like, well, good night, Miss Beth.
I had no intentions of being up that late. I mean, I think it was because I was getting several phone calls from here. And sometimes, you know, I have friends, thanks to Facebook, we have friends all over the country. And when you get numbers from people, you're talking to them in their time zone. And, you know, and before you know it, it's midnight there, but it's 2 a.m. here. You know, and so I ended up calling you after speaking to some other people, and before I knew it, we had been on the phone for, what, 5:30, almost 6 a.m. So it happened.
2 hours.
It happened.
Exactly.
Yeah, so when I get out there, I'm going to have to be extremely mindful that, you know, time is of essence, because one of the things, like, well, my voice teacher is the director of opera workshop at Jackson State. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, one semester, you know, in opera workshop, we may learn, every semester we'll have maybe four or five pieces that we learn. It may not all be arias and, you know, ensembles and things like that, but we'll just have pieces to learn. And we can kind of, you know, drag our feet here and there because we have that luxury. And she's forever telling us, you have this luxury of time here in Mississippi. It is not that way in other parts
mm-hmm.
of the country. So when I spoke with the people at OperaWorks, the head person, we talked about the director, Ann Balt. She made it very
mm-hmm.
clear.
Hello, Miss Ann Balt, if you're listening to us right now. Okay.
Exactly. She made it very clear.
Just had to do a proper shout-out. Okay.
There you go. That's right. You do a proper shout-out. But, you know, she made it very clear that we would be doing two full-scale operas at the end of this summer program. So that's only 4 weeks of intense study. That means learning an entire role from scratch, learning an entire, building that character, learning everything that character sings in that opera for only 4 weeks' time. So we won't have that luxury of having an entire semester and then sing. So this is going to be intense, and I think it's something that will help me really, really, really get myself in shape, attacking the study process, you know, not taking for granted the time that's given
mm-hmm.
to us. So that's one thing I'm really looking forward to. And sometimes stress can be good
will
stress.
Will increase your discipline.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, that kind of stress can be good stress. So it's I'm nervous about that, but I'm so up for the challenge at the same time.
Uh-huh.
And as for the pieces, you asked about the two pieces that you played before I came into the show. Of course,
uh-huh.
I think we talked about the last show. We talked about the first piece, was the O Mio Babbino Caro. And
okay, wait
that
a minute.
Piece,
O Mio Babbino Caro. Did I
caro.
Say it right?
Caro.
Like
you got it. Yeah, caro. Omio babbino caro. Right.
Omio babbino caro. Okay.
Right.
Woo, I feel
right.
sexy.
And, and all she's saying is, oh, daddy, oh, my daddy dear, oh, my dad. Because she's saying, Dad, please, please let me marry him. He's so handsome to me. I love him. Let me go to the, you know, the Ponte Vecchio and buy the ring. You know, she's basically begging daddy, let me marry. She's 21 years old. Her name is Loretta. And she's
uh-huh.
asking daddy to let her marry the man of her dreams. But the
mm-hmm.
other piece, as dramatic as it sounds, that one is called Mi Chiamano Mimi. And what that means is my name is Mimi. Yeah, it's Mimi. She starts off saying si, mi chiama no Mimi. So she said yes, they call me Mimi. So this was a scene in the opera of La Boheme, which is also by Puccini. And it's the early part of the opera where Mimi was just meeting a gentleman that was... And they were all university students. Isn't that interesting? But they were, basically getting to know one another. And Mimi was basically introducing herself. She had lost her key to her apartment, and he wanted to know, who are you? Because he was just smitten with her beauty. And she said, well, my name, they call me Mimi, but my name is Lucia, or Lucy.
Ooh.
And I don't have much to tell you about myself. I do clothing, and I do silk. I embroider at home. I live a simple life. I make lilies and roses and things like this. So she lives a simple life. All of those words in there, she's basically telling him that she lives a simple life. It's not a whole lot to talk about, basically. After all that singing, basically.
Wow.
So, yeah. So that's what those were about. Mm-hmm.
But it's such an elegant tone, a sensual tone also.
The Italian language is so meant for singing. I mean, Italian. Well, that's where opera began, in Italy. Italians created Italy. Italians created opera singing and the opera stuff. That's where it originated. Even though there are other countries that began to borrow the Italian style, they kind of broke off and somewhat did their own little things. But there you can tell some differences. Like for instance, with Italian, we talked about rolling the R's in the Italian language, whereas in the French and German spoken language, you would growl the R's. But if you're singing it, growling the R's are not acceptable. You have to roll them the same or flip them the same way you would in the Italian language. So there are all kinds of little things that we have to be mindful of.
Enunciation is very, very important. And you are multilingual. Share with everyone what different languages that you speak.
that's funny to me because I'm learning these languages.
Bilingual.
I know you're
multilingual.
Well, these are languages that I have to sing. I know you're going on my Facebook profile. But
I knew you were fluent. I knew you were fluent in French. But, you're Italian, and I think another language that you're learning.
German. There's the French, German, and Italian. Those are the languages that most of my repertoire is in, French, German, and Italian. I haven't learned any Spanish repertoire, and that's something that I'm really anxious to get involved in. And I've sung some Latin pieces as well. I wouldn't say that I'm fluent in the languages. I think when I learn a new piece that's in a foreign language,
when you sing it, it sounds so natural.
Thank you. Well, one of the reasons for that, there's a reason for that. When we learn a new piece and that's in a different language, we translate it word for word first, and then we speak it as if it's in a dialogue or a monologue. We speak it as it is our language. So that's the reason why when we're singing it, it sounds like we really, you know what you're talking about, because you've already allowed yourself to say it as though that is your language, as though it is your vernacular. So for that very reason, for that reason, that's why I
use that mindset studying my Spanish, because I'm working on speaking Spanish fluently.
That's one area I want to get into more too.
I
want to get more into the Spanish language. I don't know enough about it, because I took French all through high school, all through college, and of course I got the Rosetta Stone for the Spanish because I've never studied Spanish before. But I really
I have Olingo.
I really want to get. You that's what you have.
But I know Rosetta Stone is good also. I mean, I know that's good. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's just a matter of being disciplined and sticking with it and continuing to you really have to use it every day. If you don't, you lose it. You know, and it is. It's just like with singing. They always tell you if you don't use it, you'll lose it, and it's the truth. So I can use Rosetta Stone software all day, but if I don't do it, if I don't have someone to talk to in that language, I'm not going to retain that info. So it's something that you have to do every day. You have to do it. So I'm getting better at it.
So as an opera vocalist, it's important. How often do you practice? I mean, when you're not in class or school or doing recitals, how often do you practice?
Sometimes. It varies for me. There are times when I can practice an hour a day, and then there are days when I practice 4 hours a day, every single day. It depends on how heavy my load is. It just depends. There are some days when I need to brush up on things, and there are so many other things that you're studying along with it, like you're working with your language, or you're pronouncing your language, making sure that you enunciate vowels and consonances, and make sure you're utilizing the rules that go with all of these different languages. And then you'd go back, make sure that you have right notes, make sure you have rhythms, notes and rhythms, and all of those things are put together ultimately. So it's like a science. You become this mathematician when you're looking at notes and time signatures and key signatures, and then you become this lingual person where you have to learn, deal with languages and things like that. And then you become the artist later on. So there are so many things you're drawing and pulling from that people don't see the preparation that goes into it. They just see the finished product, you know. So there's a lot that goes into it. And not to mention standing up in front of an audience and giving them what they deserve, and they have no idea what's going on in your mind. Oh, I got to make sure I hit this note, make sure that I attack this way, and I have to make this, I have to look as though
I'm not thinking about a thing. Okay, excuse me. We have about 40 seconds before we stop streaming live. So we'll stop streaming live in about 40 seconds, but we can continue to talk for about eight more minutes, and everyone can listen to the show in its entirety at the profile. And, you know, on iTunes and et cetera, you know?
Right.
Tell us, like, right quick about the fundraising efforts. How's everything going and contact information?
Fundraising efforts have been wonderful. People have been so generous, willing to donate. Everyone has been so willing to just reach in their pockets and give, and whatever it has been. I've been grateful to receive whatever we get. And I'm still collecting donations. You can go to my website if you want. I think, Ms. Beth, you have a link on the promo, I believe. Or you can put one there.
I will put it up, and I will replay the previous shows. And then also to donate through PayPal, can they?
Right.
That would be Ms. Sheila Ramsey at hotmail.com.
Exactly.
Is that right?
Three S's. Yes, three S's close together, so you're not spelling it wrong.
Okay. Exactly. So some people feel like. Yeah. So it's Miss
M-I-S-S. Mm-hmm. Then Sheila Ramsey at hotmail.com.
Hotmail.com. So anyone who would like to support her financial efforts in her trip, because there's expenses. We have expenses.
Absolutely.
So donate through PayPal at that email address, Ms. Sheila Ramsey at hotmail.com.
Absolutely.
And I will post your website, because I love your website. So her Twitter username is Sheila Ramsey. And if you're not friends with Sheila Ramsey on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And her Facebook page is fun. I mean, really fun. And so, she'll be keeping in contact with us while she's in L.A. And many of our listeners are in L.A. So
that's wonderful.
Really
want
to know what's going on. So shout out to
wonderful.
L.A. Miss Sheila Ramsey is on her way.
Woo-hoo,
see, I'm freestyling. I'm not even trying.
I know. Look out, I'm coming. Look out. I am so excited about it. I really am.
And we are, too, very excited. So I'm doing my best to keep my composure as we speak because this is really a big deal. That's what I was talking about in the early part of the show. This is a
mm-hmm.
big deal. I know a lot of people realize this and know this, but some people might say, oh, well, she's just going on summer break. No, she's not going on summer vacation. She
no,
is on working vacation.
Uh-uh.
She will be working hard.
Yeah. Thank you, because I'm on summer break right now. Right now, while I have an opportunity, when I get out there, I'm gonna be working, and I'm interested too to see how the others. I mean, I know we've talked about when you read my bio, we talked about African American opera singers and things of that nature,
mm-hmm.
but we're still very far and few between in this field. And
mm-hmm.
as I've said, you know, it's only two of us that were chosen who are African American that are in opera works this summer. So
you're saying the only two that were chosen who were happened to have been two from Jackson, Mississippi, are the only two
African American. Absolutely.
You get female of both genders or females?
Both genders.
Are you kidding me? You know that's my line right there. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
No, ma'am.
See,
I
was excited about the fact that both of you were chosen from Jackson, Mississippi.
Yeah,
I was not aware that you two are the only two out of 30 chosen that are of people of color,
right?
Or African American. Because I'm sure a couple of some Hispanics are chosen and other races, but
mm-hmm.
African American.
Right.
Wow.
I mean, that's why I'm so intrigued and interested in how others tackle their study habits and things of that nature. Because when you've been going to an HBCU for
uh-huh.
you know for so long, you know, we kind of have the tendency, you know, we learn from one another, and sometimes we're not always as open to others outside of our comfort zone. So this experience would be something that gives me an opportunity to say, well, how do others in opera, how do they tackle their study habits? How do they, you know, go about getting themselves? Yeah, and I get to learn from them, and whatever I have and what I've learned, they can learn from me.
Exactly.
You know, so it's really a, it, you know, yeah. So
definitely a win-win situation with interacting with the other students. Wow, participants.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Oh, you mm-hmm. know better than breaking this. Now, I said this was an exclusive interview, but my God, you broke this to me. I wish you broke this to me on air. You broke this news to me on air.
I told you this, Bethany.
Lord,
I
feel like Mark Cuban
that.
When the Mavericks won the championship Sunday night. What?
I thought I told you.
No,
I could have sworn
I told you. I was happy that the both of you were from Jackson.
Well, I'm going to tell you. I think, you know what? Maybe I should be more careful about making that because, you know, I haven't met
everyone. This is big
news.
This is exclusive news right here.
Well, here's the thing, Miss Bethany. I haven't met everyone, but I know from the information that I've received and the names,
uh-huh.
you know, we have rosters of contacts and who all we're rooming with and things of that nature, and several of them are on Facebook already. And
exactly.
you know, a lot of the and there were none who were African American.
I'm friends with Facebook and with Opera Words. So you have me talk words twisted. I'm so excited. This is history. This is history. I love this history. But wow,
see, I don't want to
it's amazing. And so
I'm
I know.
As...
So you really have brought this to my attention because networking, visiting Opera Words Facebook page, and studying the website. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to imply that they've never accepted African Americans because if you go to their website, you clearly see that there are African Americans that have come. So they're very diverse.
Uh-huh.
I think several.
But they
represent very well. But we just have to
because when I
Jackson
visit the website,
State.
I see diversity. But like you said, you only pick only 30 out of 300 were chosen.
Out of 300,
and so
exactly.
I'm just amazed that the two, that, wow, first I was amazed that two were chosen from the same city, and then the two
mm-hmm.
that were chosen are also the only two African Americans.
Right.
Plus, African American
females. We're representing
females.
The same university. We're representing
exactly.
the same university.
Oh, share
and,
with everyone.
You know,
okay, and then what?
Mm-hmm.
And what were you saying?
No, I was just saying we represent the same university. We both attend the same university.
Oh.
So it's just it's an achievement. It is an achievement.
It definitely is. And tell everyone what campus you all will be on
It will be the Northridge campus of California State University. Northridge campus.
Okay, so shout out to Northridge campus at California State University. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Because when I read that, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So it's exciting. I'm so excited. I mean, there's been a lot of hustle and bustle with, you know, getting things taken care of, preparing for a trip like this, but it's going to all be worth it when I hit ground in L.A. and get started, because I'm so excited. I can't even tell you how excited I am.
Wow.
I know there's a lot.
I'm excited, so I can just imagine how excited you all are. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And especially you.
Yeah.
Excited.
I mean, I've never done anything like this before. I've never, you know, I've had people, you know, and I believe in God, and God has confirmed to me many times that if I would even
yes,
use
I know you're
gift,
a God-fearing woman.
I knew he said to me that if I would just use my gift, he would open those doors. So when it looked like, you know, when I applied to the program, I sent the application in and the application fee and all of that, and I was like, oh, I don't know if I'll make it. Then came the opportunity to audition. Didn't make it to the audition because we had that snowstorm, and we couldn't get to Houston. The closest audition to Jackson was Houston, and there was no way we could drive because the snow
mm-hmm.
was all open, and it was Super Bowl weekend that week. So everything just seemed like it was working against us. So
wow.
Fortunately for us, we talked to the administrators at Opera Works, and they said, well, we'll be willing to take a CD. But I was thinking to myself, are you sure? Because, you know, I want you to be able to see me and associate me with what I'm able to do live. And, you know, but I went ahead and just decided to go ahead and send a CD in. And
mm-hmm.
it was after she got the CD that Ann Baltz called me and said, listen, I'm listening to your voice, and I'm looking at your resume, and I'm looking at all of this repertoire, and I'm looking at all this experience, and you're in graduate school, and I just think you need to consider the advanced artist program.
Uh-huh.
And I said, are you serious? And because here I'm thinking sending a CD would have ruined my chances, as a whole, not so much ruined it, but wouldn't have added
to it.
Exactly, a live audition, but it actually enhanced it because she said, your voice, she said, I just want to be in the same room with this kind of voice. I have got to work with this voice that I'm hearing on this CD. So I was just shocked, and that's when she said, no, I want you to consider the advanced artist program, which is much longer, and it's 1 month that you would be in L.A., and I was just ecstatic. I just couldn't believe that the opportunity presented itself. And another thing that I wanted to tell you that I didn't get to tell you on the last interview, people who go through Opera Works are people who get auditions and places in all kinds of opera houses all over the world. If they see Opera Works on your resume, you have no problem getting a job in an opera house.
That's a green light.
That is why. Yeah, it's like a green light. Like, oh, she went through Opera Works. She spent, you know, all this time and spent her summer, you know, with this kind of intense study. She must be very serious. So, you know, we can take a chance on this one. We can, you know, take that risk. You know, they see you more favorably. And it was my teacher who let me know who Ann Walks was. You know, she let me know. She said, honey, Ann Walks is a big name in the opera community. She's a big name, you know. So
From what I've been studying, I see she's very well respected.
I looked her up and I started, yeah, I did the same thing you did. I didn't even know what I was getting into, Miss Bethany. When I applied for this thing, I just wanted some more experience, just something to go. I didn't know that this was that. I had no knowledge of them. And when I started researching, I said, oh, my God, you've got to be kidding me. I got accepted to something like this? It was huge. Yeah. So,
exactly.
Yeah, you can imagine how I'm feeling right now. So I'm not letting anything interfere with this. This is about trying to get somewhere. Yeah.
So, on the subject of not letting anything interfere, you shared with me last week, and before the show ends very soon, I also let others know that you would be sharing with us your romantic status. So you're not letting anything get in the way, so what about your love life?
Well, you know, that's a very good question. And, you know, to be honest with you, let's see. You know, since I'm older now, I don't think about it as much. When I was younger, I'll say when I was in my 20s, I was, you know, under this impression I had to meet the man of my dreams. I got to get married. I want to have a family. But I don't know. It seems like the older you get, the more selfish, because you start thinking about, well, I like my single life. I like being able to, you know, come home to what's mine. Uh-huh. And I like that he can go home to his home, you know. I like that. I don't mean for it to sound like that, but I've had people say, you know, you don't want nobody. You know, I hear that too. You don't want nobody. I said, that's not true. I'm not really open, because sometimes when I get in relationships, I get all off focus. And then when you're in love with a celebrity,
exactly,
you can't see anybody else.
What?
You can't see anybody else. So you know how that goes.
Because the paparazzi would be everywhere.
And then, you know what? I'm going to tell you this, Ms. Beth. I think Lynn Teen Price said it best. She said, how could I...